Clent retreated to the little closet, and Mosca pulled a bit of charred wood out of the fire, and, using her reflection in the window, carefully drew herself new eyebrows with a charcoal tip. The rest of the day, Mosca spent removing gorse spines and travel dust from Clent's cloak, darning the seams and cleaning his boots. From time to time, Clent himself would explode from his closet, gripped by fits of poetic rage. "Saint Bibbet lend us light! Why must the man have a name so unsuited to verse? I have already used lithe, and unless I use writhe, I shall be forced into repetition." He would smooth his hair as if combing his thoughts, then return to the closet. A little after supper, he finally emerged, scanning a scribbled paper like a mother looking for signs of sickness in a newborn baby. "It must do. It must do." He glanced at Mosca's new coal-black eyebrows and gave a thin, despairing "st" through his teeth. He donned his coat, picking and preening over it with hands that trembled. "And thus," he murmured in apprehensive tones, "must we brave the gaze of Mabwick Toke."
"Who's he, then?"
"Mabwick Toke is the head of the stationer's chapter in Mandalayan. He can quote the whole of Pessimacy's endeavours from Ambleforth to Aftermath in the original acrylic. He can speak 20 languages, half of them living, including 2 from the Aragash Heights, and 1 that can only be spoken with a coin under the tongue. When he travels, his carriage is lined with shelves so snug with books that the very breeze must squeeze for entry. He once uncovered a league of subversives by identifying a single silken thread in the paper weave of an opera ticket. If wits were pins, the man would be a veritable hedgehog."
"If he's so sharp, what do they need you for?"
"Because there are delicate matters afoot, and they require a special operative who is not too obviously linked to the stationers. I am an unknown quantity, and may pass through Mandalayan like a ghost." To Mosca's mind, Clent did not look as if he had haunted anything but a pantry, but she managed not to say so.
"When do we go to see Mr. Toke the Hedgehog, then?"
"Now. Put on your bonnet and follow me." Mosca snatched up her bonnet, slipped her outdoor clogs over her leather indoor shoes, and clattered after Clent.